Guru Guru tiap tadi ke?
Kita bukannya tadi begini.
Kita cakap esok ke jasa habis.
First part of the service.
Tuhan ini zanyo mana berjira buka mafi Yesu.
We welcome you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Era muasibye mutia.
And how are you doing?
Muasibye mutia.
How did you go through the night?
Nguliza kumuganda wo.
May you greet from your neighbor.
Mwagaliza machama roja agaveri wa mutonzi.
And wish them a good morning from the Lord.
Nagajudo mukisa gwa katondo ukutali kubuyinike.
Which is full of God's blessing without sorrow.
Mukisa ogutukira dakula mukuta gwao.
Which blessing reaches even to eternity.
Tuwebaza katonda.
We thank God.
Lwakatsira nira katungeddo kumuno njano kumumanya.
For another moment he has given us so that we can continue to seek him.
Kuli okatubere nobula mukuta gwao.
So that we can have eternal life. And we be his true sons that lay upon our hearts to him. When we no longer speak by our mouth, that our Father is in heaven. But when we prove from the bottom of our hearts that indeed our Father is in heaven and is waiting for us to join him, praise Jesus. Today we are going to repent to that same Father of ours for some of the major reasons which always hold our finances.
Yes,
praise the Lord. And they have been grabbing around the entire world, starting from the church, of what concerns the tithe and the offerings. And in our praying, or to get clear this reason, we are going to pray to him so that he can forgive us again and provide for us as in the past season of the Acts of the Apostles, when all people brought unto the feet of the Apostles and everyone was given according to their own desires. So this time around there are very many grabbers in pastors and even we too, the people who are being shepherded, and sometimes we don't have balanced scales, and when we bring, sometimes when they are balanced, and those who divide up to other people are not all that worthy, the one we call the ministers who are leading us.
So,
there have been too much grabbing within the entire world towards the Father. And he told us that we are grabbers to him for this entire world.
Yes,
praise the Lord. So if
at
all you take something which is fulfilled the pastor, now the pastor again grabs not in the right way.
Yes,
praise the Lord. Because all the entire nations of the world, the Lord puts upon that thing of grabbing.
And
people have not been taught entirely of the offering and the tithe. And even offerings of peace, which we shall continue to understand. Today, Tuesday and even Wednesday, even on Thursday, we shall continue to understand whether they still sacrifice or the seed, the first seed and the things of that kind. Because the Father is so much concerned about it, even the Son, even the Holy Spirit. As we are repenting the other season, repenting the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, forgiving us to come into our midst, we pray that He doesn't only give us wisdom and understanding, but also we understand which kind of tithe and offering and all the pledges and the first
seed,
lest he strikes our pockets. And we people want to the scorn of wisdom and understanding. But after understanding them fully, we can be able to understand all them fully. On the things we are going to study, just know that we are not seeking your own, but we are rather seeking you so that you can be fulfilled in all. And we
have
like this. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. starting from verse 14.
Abakorinto ekyokubiri sura ya 12 olunyi lw'14.
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 14.
Laba omulundi ogwokusatu kaakano neeteeseteese okujja gye muli, so siri bazitoowerera kubanga sinoonya byammwe wabula mmwe.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tumanyi nga Katonda tajja kunoonya byaffe.
We know that the Lord does not come to seek our own,
naye anoonya ffe,
but rather seeking us.
Era agamba si ffe twamulonda,
and it's not we who chose him,
wabula ye yatulonda,
but it's the one who chose us.
Si ffe twamunoonye nnyo,
it's not we who seek him so much,
naye twalabako ng'azze okunoonya endiga ezaabula,
but we saw him coming to look for the lost sheep.
Kale newankubadde nga kugamba emu by'ekkumi n'ebiweebwayo,
now how much there are some words of the tithe and offering,
obweyamo n'ebiringa ebyo,
pledges and the things of the soul,
era tubireeta mu masekati gaffe kwekulaakulanya,
we also bring it in our midst so that we can develop one another,
n'okukola omulimu gwa Mukama,
and also do the work of God.
Kati mu kino kye tugenda okusoma,
now on the thing we are going to study,
tunoonya bintu.
We are not thinking the things of people, but rather to seek for people to be fulfilled. Let us repeat that verse.
2
Corinthians chapter 12 verse 14.
Laba omulundi ogwokusatu kakano neeteeseteese okujja gye muli.
Tumanyi ogwasooka yajjanga kigambo.
We know that the first time he became as word.
Omuzingo gw'ekitabo.
The scroll of the book.
Kulina ogwokubiri gwe yajja n'atufiirira.
There's a second time he came and died for us.
Tumusuubira ogwokusatu gwagenda ono n'abatukuvube.
We do expect him for the third time to come for these righteous.
Tuli mu Bakorinso ekyokubiri sura ya 12 14.
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 14.
So siri zitoowererwa kubanga sinoonya byammwe wabula mmwe, kubanga tekigwanira abaana okuterekeranga abakadde wabula abakadde okuterekeranga abaana.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Mu byonna nga tuwaayimu eby'ekkumi n'ebibala,
in all the things that we give the tithe and offering,
tuba tuleese mu tterekero lya Mukama,
we are just brought into the treasure of God,
era nga tutegekera ezzadde ly'okubeera obulungi,
and we are preparing for his children to be well.
Ky'ogenda okubanga owa ekimu eky'ekkumi n'ebiweebwayo,
the tithe you are going to give and offering,
obweyamo,
the pledges,
n'ebyekuwaayo eby'eddembe,
and even the peace offerings,
oba bye twandiise free will offering,
or the free will,
kubanga peace offering baagituweerayo,
because the peace offering was already offered, it's a free will sacrifice. President
yawaayo omusaayi gwe n'ajjawo kye twandiise peace offering.
He gave out his blood so that he can take away the peace offering,
kubanga twagiwangayo okunoonya emirembe,
because we are giving it so that we can seek for freedom.
Ebwe yeewaayo n'ajjawo,
but when he offered himself and took away the veil,
naleta emirembe eri ffe abaali ewala n'abaali okumpi,
and brought peace unto we who are very far and those who are near.
Kubiweebwayo nga byebyavaawo,
we shall see that all the offerings were taken away, and and others remain.
Naye mu bino tubadde tunoonya bintu by'abantu,
but in this we are not seeking for people's things,
wabula nga tunoonya abantu bakole obutuukirivu,
but rather we are looking for people to do righteousness.
Yakutidde nga agamba,
he has told you,
tetunoonya bintu byo,
we don't seek for your things,
wabula tunoonya gwe,
but rather seeking for you,
otuukirire mu biragiro bya Mukama,
so that you can be fulfilled in the commandments of God,
era osaanidde mu kubeerawo kwe,
and you who is supposed to be worthy in his presence,
osiimibwe Katonda,
so that you can be pleased by God,
naye akusiime,
and he too pleases you.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise the Lord.
Kubanga bw'akusiima n'ebiweebwayo asobola obikkiriza,
because when he welcomes you, even the offerings he can accept them.
Kitegeeza ki?
What does it mean?
Nti nga tugenda osoma ku biweebwayo n'ebimu eby'ekkumi,
that as we are going to start about the tithe and offering,
ebiweebwayo eby'okweyama,
the offerings or pledges,
okweyama,
pledges,
kusindikiriza ebiro n'ebiseera,
it pushes us unto seasons and times.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise the Lord.
Okweyama kukola ki? Kusindikiriza ebiro n'ebiseera,
it pushes times and seasons,
naye ate okwebaza,
but thanks,
okwongeza yongezaako ku muntu, tujja kuba tubitunuulidde bulungi.
We shall continue to understand.
Okweyama bwe kiba kibadde kya myezi 10 mu maaso,
if I told it's a pledge of 10 months to come,
kisalako emyezi emirala 4 ne kyeyongerako mu maaso,
it takes another 4 months and then continues further,
kye bayita okweyama.
That is called a pledge.
Kusindikiriza ebiro n'ebiseera,
it takes times and seasons,
wabula okwebaza,
but thanking,
kugenda mu maaso n'okwongezaako ku ebyo bakuwa,
it rather continues to add on the things you have been given.
Olaba waliwo ebyo ebiweebwayo ebyokwebaza, ebiweebwayo ebyokweyama,
that's why we see the thanks giving offerings, they had a reason.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
Because
the first offerings were taken away because of the first offering being offered, the offering of seeds that were taken because of offering for peace. But we are going to understand the things that remained.
Yes,
praise the Lord. But in offering, as we are going to study, we are going to continue to seek for you. Because we are looking for one another so that it can be fulfilled.
Yes,
praise the Lord. And we are going to take another level so that we can be good parents to make storage for our children. More than the children keeping for us. What are we speaking about? When some call themselves the spiritual fathers, and we say perhaps we would have been the people who are first in the gospel. But he has said that when we are brought to the offerings, we have brought it to help you, your offspring.
Yes,
praise the Lord. And not that again we seek for other people's property. Or to press so much other people so that they can buy each and everything. You tell them to pick money and gather it for pork and the rest. He has told us not to seek for people's property, but rather to seek for those people.
Yes,
praise the Lord. But we want it to be fulfilled in all and be worthy in His presence and be worthy in His eyes. Because He speaks in Malachi, chapter 3, verse 8, and we are told these words. Malachi, chapter 3, verse 8.
Omuntu alinyaga Katonda, naye mwe munyaga nze.
Nti tugena maso nokola ki? N'okumunyaga.
That we gone grabbing from Him.
Yes,
praise the Lord. How is it looked upon? When you don't rob Him and you give it out, and you give all the offerings when they are equal, and when your scales are balanced, when the offering is equal to the tithe,
yes,
praise the Lord. Now, after you giving it in full, again there is a pastor who robs it and does not fulfill Acts 4, where he said that when they are brought, let everyone be given according to his own desire.
Yes,
praise the Lord. And as we look at those needs of people when they are supposed to be devolved,
yes,
praise the Lord. But we have found ourselves that in one way, if at all you don't
rob,
you have given it another rob. And those who are joined to enter another rob, they become one. I don't know why you're getting me well. So again, he encompasses it all and says, you robbed me all. Because you joined to adulterer is an adulterer. When you are joined to a robber, you are to a robber.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
So you have to
be careful at the word we are going to study. You might say that perhaps you have never robbed the God. And you said you have been giving all the offerings and the
tithes.
But again, you have been giving it to a robber. So you ended up all being robbers.
Yes,
praise the Lord. But we are going to repent the Father that might forgive us and do us as acts of our
God
as well. We are going to do as He wished. We shall see the good as the Lord is doing us well. As He gives us riches in wisdom and understanding, even in the in flesh we shall fulfill Proverbs
30.
That we shall not be poor so that we can make a scorn of His name. And again, when we get rich, not the extent of forgetting
Him.
But when we know what we are supposed to do, we are still in Malachi.
Malachi chapter
3, verse 8.
Naye mwogera nti twakunyaga tutya? Mwanyagako ebitundu eby'ekkumi n'ebiweebwayo.
Nti ebimu eby'ekkumi n'ebiweebwayo
offerings.
Byo byennyini twabinyaga.
We do grab them.
Yes,
praise the Lord. And what is amazing, there is a certain trick that God gave us as a test. But that test is upon tithe and offerings. Our test is not upon the tithe. Because you already established the tithe, you know it very well. But our test is upon the offering. Because when you are having your 10 million, you bring a million of tithe. Now, according to the offering, again, you give in 30,000 and bring it. You ask yourself, God, if at all he never established the tithe, what would have you done to him? On the 10
million
that you have got. And you give him the tithe on 100,000. You only give him 10,000.
Yes,
praise the Lord. Now on the offering you only give him 500 or 2,000. Now just think upon if at all he never established the tithe, what would have done? And if at all he never told that unbalanced scales are abominable to him. Now he
had
just established the tithe and the offering was left for you. And waits for you to see what you are going to do. And for very many times people have been offering when the tithe is fulfilled, but when their offering is not all that fulfilled. And if I thought they have tried to fulfill the tithe, the Lord would have looked upon it and even revealed the rest. But again, they were giving it to robbers. And they ended up not even giving even the tithe. So there has been too much accusation, and even the church have been in too much poverty. We have riches in the entire world. And even God can speak to those people who are having our money in the world. And he tells them, go to a certain church and give them that money. God can tell them, just put there the basket or the bag and put their money. But because we cannot balance the tithe and the offering, and most of us are not strengthened concerning the money issues or the offerings, because it's not only in money. Because the commandment told us that if at all you are very far, you can exchange it for money. But they were upon the hens and the goats. Each and everything that you got to profit at offering and the tithe. But robbing has gone too much.
Yes,
praise the Lord. Let us continue.
Malachi chapter 3
verse 9.
Mukolimiddwa ekikolimo ekyo kubanga munyaganze egwanga lino lyonna.
Egwanga lyonna.
For the entire nation.
Nsi yonna.
In all the world.
Abantu banyaga Katonda.
People have been robbing God.
Ekanisa enyaga.
The church has been robbing.
Abaweereza banyazi.
Even ministers are true robbers.
Omanyikivaawa.
Do you know where it comes from?
Waka ngobiwadde bwatabikozesanga ekiragiro kye bwe kiri.
Because if at all you don't give it to somebody and uses that by their own will.
Abeera munyazi.
Again they are robbers.
Ate nawe gwennyini amuwadde nawe n'ofuuka.
And you too, you are also a robber.
But
whoever is joined to an adulterer is also an adulterer. And even who is joined to a thief is also a thief too. And when God is
accusing,
he does not only accuse those who practice, but even those who support. You heard in Romans chapter
1,
even in Isaiah 29, that even those who cater for the iniquities are also the same category. You also see that they are going to use it in an unworthy way, but you continue to give them. And you say, perhaps God is me, I've always been giving me, I don't have any problem. Now the question is, if at all it is a seed, and can you claim that however much I've planted this in the way, that Lord, you have seen me, I've planted it. But when you have planted it on the way, you also see it.
kati ajja kuvunana ogw'okusiga mu kkubo.
So he will accuse you for sowing it on the way.
Kuba yalabula nti ensigo tebagiteeka ku lwazi tejja mmere.
Because he warned that a seed cannot be planted on the rocks and then gets out of fruits.
Agamba eggwanga lino linyaga.
Because he has said that this entire nation rocks in this way.
Malachi sura 3 olunyolwe 10.
Malachi chapter 3 verse 10.
Mulete ekitundu ekyekumi ekiramba mu ggwanika. Ennyumba yange ebeerengamu emmere.
Nti mulete nga kiramba.
That bring it in wholesome.
Ennyumba yange ebeeremu ekyokulya.
Let my food miss, let my house misses out to eat.
Yes, he was.
Praise the Lord.
Naye bwe tubeera eri mbakolisi kisooke sula ey'okusatu.
But if I told you in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
Onyole 16 up to 19.
Agenda
maaso n'okutuyita yeekaalu ya Mukama.
He continues to call us the house of God.
Era yeekaalu y'omwoyo we.
And the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, he was.
Praise the Lord.
Kale bwe kibanga ffe bennyini ffe ennyumba.
And we, if I told you we are the temple.
Muleme okubulamu ekyokulya.
Let there no miss. Food. That if I told there's anyone who is having any desire, and he has failed to reach that need, and even his failure is at least significant and seen, the tithe and offering has been brought so that it can be a bank of God set aside to help those who are in need in the church, so that it can develop them, that they may not be poor. Because we heard that there should be no poor amongst you.
Yes,
we praise the Lord. And even they are lending, that you don't lend for profits towards the church or your brother.
Yes,
we praise the Lord. But we have found ourselves, but by the time we finish the offering and the tithe, we shall see the too much robbing within the entire world. And even the church is the one leading it.
Yes,
praise the Lord. Not only of the salvation, but all the prophets have been robbing people. All the religious people. Because they go there and they gather and they drove cars. They build their houses. But when they cannot even at least develop any venerable person to those who continue to believe. But what kind of faith can be within the region as you see? The other one are just for business things. And you just go and study for the job of being a priest. And they pay you for having studied that priesthood. Even teachers and even the rest of the things. You go and teach, be told, and you come back, be paid. It's like another government. Concerning the religions, it's like another government established. And they take away VAT from people or taxes so that they can gather from their houses and even continue to light them. Praise the Lord. You are there paying for lies. As you said that you also pay in the salvation tax, which is false. You pay for the words which have been subtracted from and added down to. All those things you are going to continue to understand. As we are going to repent the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Concerning this issue, we are getting them all together so that we can repent to them. Praise the Lord. And there are very many things we have been coming all along to. Concerning the lest his house misses food. We are going to continue to understand what is the house of God and those who are supposed to be helped.
Yes,
praise the Lord. But the importance of this reason, why do we so much yearn to balance these things? Let me tell you, however much you continue to offer, and when you are not pleased before the presence of God, you shall also contend that even your offerings are not accepted by God. That's why he began by saying, as we started these offerings, as we repent the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for having used them in the wrong way, and even others to grab, we only have to continue to seek that the Lord is seeking for us, but not our things. Because who among us has first paid to him?
ani yasoko okumuwa kali
who first gave to him
wanga nebyo byatusabira yabituwa
because even the things he's asking for us is the one who gives us
ani byatusaba yetabiria
and when he asks for us it doesn't eat of them
walola byokato nanga saba sabye chimweje 10 mu lwatu
however have you ever seen God asking for tithing in open
Irani wangu bade katonda tusabi bwe bwana bimwe byekumi.
And however much is asking for the tithe and
offering. Agambe mu nyumba yemulemo okubula mu ekyo kulya
si yagendo okulya. That in this house let there no meat food.
Wabula okuyamba ffe benyini
nyini. He's not the one who is going to eat but rather to help us.
Okula akulanya muganda wo.
To develop your brother.
Walemo okubawo omwavu masikatiga.
That there is no poor within your midst.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise the Lord.
Netwe singa nyenga bunyazi buli mu nsi yo.
But we have found that there are too much robbing within the entire world.
Yange kanisa kankano ye kulembedde mu
ekigambo. And even the church is the one leading that word.
Kubanga bakunganya buli lunaku.
Because they gather each and every day.
Ufunda kono government inzo kutozayo musoro gw'omwezi.
Perhaps we might
kale nogumikirizako
may go by the government and you bear with those taxes they lay upon you
kale siganye waliyo kunukotuo wulirunako
I've not denied that there is certain taxes that we pay always
gutugezako kuwa kusukari
mwenyo upon our sugars and the portion you buy and everything that you pay
nadisate bagwe ulamuko
but again those who borrow
kubagulie eliyo mulala batwalange emisinde
because the other time they used
to say mwezi ogukwako kuno imtwale esatu ngatojirina
when the month ends and don't have 3000
uruno rokuva sende zako ne value jandi bade imtwalo kati ya satu
but now because the man has depreciated in value it would have been 300,000
buli mwezi ogwandi goddenga
because every month that elapsed we had
arabanga bamuzeyi ngaba bakobe emisinde bayingire yo
mwezi those were all they used to chase them and they entered the bush
nebasalabone nabone babira na amagezi kale mukama geyabawa
and they just decided to have the wisdom that they used to have God had given them
so tukuteke kubibagula
that let us put these taxes upon what they buy
ati nechibanga buli muntu yinasa sulo muzoro munsi muno
and he ended up that each and every one pays tax within this world
abira yaze mu rubuto
and even those who had come just within the womb
ogeza ko mugulirengo yo atandukira usa sulo muzo
you try to buy for them clothes you begin to pay tax even the food you eat you pay tax for it
mukale mu magezi
so it continued to be within wisdom.
Yes, he was.
Praise the Lord.
The government twins as if unana mwebyo.
So we cannot accuse the government for saying that.
Ativa inza kusangali bakugobembira.
Now they cannot chase you as per now.
Wabi ali mwebizibu ngosobola kwa kunkongo.
Because it had problems you can fall into a sharp tree.
Yes, he was.
Praise the Lord.
Na ye chenja kado kugamba.
But what I wanted to tell you.
Ngatuse maybe webo ebino katonda anonya fu.
As we start this offering God is seeking for us.
Sobolo kudda mulai.
So that we can come into his line.
Asobolo tuwa kumulundi kunonga. Tagenda tuwe murugunyiza.
That might give to us when we are not contending with us.
Mmafika ko.
Something back.
Mwaka gwali gwa 2007.
It was 2007.
Katonda yandaga kusendezi yawe kanisa.
God had money that he had given to church.
Nadali ye Uganda wano.
Especially this of Uganda.
Ebazi kuba moza.
And again they went to betting.
Pigamba badam kuziza azamu tebazi kuwa.
Others went again to make money out of it, but they never gave it to
you.
They built their houses and bought restaurants. Again, they made taxes. Again, they are just making profits out of it. They never developed it to the children of God so that they can eat food. He sent very many whites from different nations that they might bring money towards the church of Uganda. But again, when they reached it here, again, they went and betted. Even up to now, they are still developing that money.
Simanyo botegedde kyaliwo.
I don't know why I have understood what.
Oba waliyo ulide ko musumanga bamwadobu obukadde 2 oba obukadde 10.
If I told you about that the pastor has been given 100
million
from abroad or from any other way. Or even a rich pastor. It never ended on him on alone.
Yeye ali post office emkuku gwatu kira.
He was a post office at which the luggage had reached.
Naye banja abayino okuwebwa kusendezo bakulakulane.
But very many people had been given of that money and be developed within the church. But when you look upon the things that they have been doing, again you just wonder about that robbing. But we are asking the Father to forgive us. As he tested for us as the full knowledge people,
and
we are going to commit ourselves and show to him that we are determined. That we are going to do wonders within this world. The
time
we are going to use them as they are supposed to be used, even the offerings. And perhaps I think we have started seeing some of those things. That if I told you they have not been used well, we would have not built this place. Even paying, you wouldn't have cleared any part. Within 8 months now, we are going to the 9th month. And you also have the instruments here, the machines. So you would have been a problem. And again, we wouldn't have given you transport. But most of you go there and still you get something. Not only that, even the sick and the rest. But that is just the beginning. We are supposed to do even more things. That's why you are supposed to study and understand fully what you are supposed to do. Unless you rob or you are robbed from. Because after robbing God, even one time again, he will rob you within time to come. That word is too big, it even goes to offerings. That after robbing from God, he will also rob you. If at all, he does not rob your life towards hell.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
Malachi chapter
3, verse 10.
Era munkeme na chuo bwayogera mukama oweje. Obanga siri bagulirawo ebituli eby'omugolo nemba fukira omukisa ne watabana banga wegulija
naye kankano butanga tuwa ebimu eby'ekumi.
But however much you have been giving tithe and offering
n'ebiweebwayo
and offerings,
tunabakulaba mukanisa mukisa gubulako webaguteeka.
We have never seen a blessing which lacks no space in the church. We ended it seeing in Acts of Apostles in chapter 4.
Abantu webawangayo ku bigerebya.
When the people brought down the feet of the apostles, and everyone was given according to their needs, and there was no one who lacked. You know, you reach a moment when the church, each and everyone is having, when there's no one who is lacking anything, because the blessing which was given to them was even not measured. Praise the Lord. So for that reason, we are going to yearn to the living God and repent to him from the things from our forefathers, our grandfathers, even the fathers, even the brothers who are as per now, as we have continued to rob God in tithe and offerings, when you have used it in a wrong way, and even those who have been giving, they have been having unbalanced scales. We are going to continue to align them. Then from there we shall ask for grace to forgive us. That may continue just to test us for us this time around. So for us we can also fulfill Acts of the Apostles chapter 4. Acts 4.
Acts
chapter 4, verse 1.
Ebikolwa abatume essula ey'okunoonya olw'asatu mu nnya.
Acts chapter 4 verse 34.
Kubanga tewali mu bo eyeetaaganga. Kubanga bonna abalina ensuku oba ennyumba baazitundanga ne baleeta omuwendo gwazo ezaatundibwanga ne baguteeka ku bigere by'abatume ne bagabiranga buli muntu nga bwe yeetaaganga.
Kaakati bwe kiri.
Is it like that as
but
now? Because the tithe and offering, the church took a step and left them. And he said, perhaps they are only for the pastors. Yet it's not even written anywhere before them. The scripture says that the preacher of the gospel is supposed to eat from his work, but not eating from the tithe. Not eating the tithe. Because he is also amongst those of the church who are supposed to be helped. And if at all, he is also supposed to be helped to just sit and gather and reason it out. That this minister, what does it need so that he can be helped because he's part of the church? Just as the Levites were given a portion, not all that the things they brought, they were all for the Levites. But rather, the commandment was like this: when they bring, they supposed to be given a portion like a thigh. So there is different robbing within the church.
kigambiddwa.
It has been said.
Kinabali balina ebingi.
That even those who had so much things.
Bagenda maso n'okutunda ne baleeta ku bigere by'abato.
They continue to sell and go to the apostles' feet.
Era buli omu naweebwa ng'obwetavuwe bwali.
And everyone was given according to their own needs.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise the Lord.
Kwegamba abasajja batuuka n'okugamba netulimbiro bya makungula.
Now even people reach a moment and say, we are seasoned of harvesting. If you have anything in the house, go sell it and give it to the Lord.
Nemuleta fridge,
and you bring fridges, TVs, and the rest of the households.
Abasajja kati batandise mu maduuka.
But yet people now have begun to
They have shops,
they have hardwares, they have those things that sold old things. They cannot give it those who need. Let me tell you, there is nothing like somebody sold something and then goes broke and they give it to the rest. We need 10 million, the other so that you can start up the job and the rest.
They're
just having them on the account and they're buying airplanes. When they are calculated, their riches is worth any billions of money. When you calculate what their richness
is,
these are the all robbers that we have. But we want to repent the Father. These are the people who are supposed to produce us and we are
not
like them. But because of your enduring mercy, He has pulled us and given us wisdom. He
has
given us wisdom and understanding that we are not counted among those who are robbers. But at first we robbed together with them because two we are giving to them. And for them they used us their wishes were.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
Kati banom, abatumi,
now the apostles, for them they are brought into the field. But they fight so much so that everyone is devolved. They had the fellowship of the word of God. When they saw that you have to grow in the spirit, and even in flesh you have to grow. However much you have also come here today
in full knowledge.
But some of you are still have the sickness of not being devolved. Because you
had
already locked that you only have to grow in spirit. Not knowing that if I tell you to only grow one part of the side, another one again grows lateral bending. And even slowly that which has been growing. If at all you go in the spirit and even the flesh you have made down in your needs, this one which grows growing down again to boost the other which has been growing up. And then no balance. But rather you have to balance them. That's why he speaks in heaven 100, even on earth 100. Balance the things of the spirit and even those of the flesh. Praise the Lord. That's why his authority gives us the things pertaining to his life and even serving him. That may balance them. Now they just told you to seek for God until you sit down. But yet they continue asking you for money. And some of you are still fighting for you to develop. Others are claiming to have come just to seek for God. That we grow in spirit. But poverty is going to strike you down. The church, that's how it began, let me tell you. They began from papyrus streets where they are seeking for God. And they refused to work. Poverty came like a pain to them. It came like a robber. And it chased them. Others ended up in homosexuality. And the others went to spawn the whites. Put on rugged clothes and take you to the whites that the people
have
built. But when he brought, he never helped you. Whenever you don't balance and you only seek for one side,
yes,
you are fallen. Praise the Lord. That's why we don't want those things. of not balancing your life. If at all we hold you for the first time and you have a point of liberty, continue balance the things concerning your life. And we know the tithe and offerings they are going on to rise up. But it is not good when we give you support. The tithe comes and we say that the brethren has been waiting for 10 billion, let him work. He started being a doctor and now he wants to go work. But again, when we give you money, you can't rest and relax. This is what I concern the church, that they are going to help you. You can come and you say, I've come to align myself and know God. And we say, let this brother get somewhere where to stay. But again, he just go back and rest and relax. Instead of himself also gathering himself so that can go continue work. But that brother is lazy, he doesn't accept. And you know it very well, if at all you are studying the things of family, you know how to be. So you want to be fulfilled in all ways. We use well the things that have been going to give you in the house for us. Of the church. In the bank of the church, which is for the storehouse of the offering and tithes. But if at all you go into the bank, there is nothing
with
money. Just go to the churches and ask them. And you ask them whether there is something in the bank of the church. They will ask you, who are you? They will ask, it's for you and who? Is it you who started this ministry? Are you the vision bearer of this place? That's where they can ask you such questions. But when they are being called, they tell you, bring tithe and offering. So when you are not revealed, you also do your opposite things. But ignorance does not make you innocent. Let us continue in Acts.
Bikolwa batume sura yokuna olinyolwa satumo mukaga.
Acts chapter 4 verse 36.
Na Yusufu omutume gwe bayita Barunaba okutegezebwa kwaliyo nti mwana wa Sanyo omulevi eyazalirwa Ekupulo. Yalina ennimiro n'agitunda n'aleeta effeeza n'agiteeka ku bigere by'abatu.
N'abatume.
Even apostles. Even so that there was a need, yet the other was having too much things. And he said to drive around three
limos.
Let me sell some for that you can help other brothers. But the other ones also just add others of today. These are all robbers. From the religion, even if up to the first salvation. They are only looking upon those who have not offered. You are just joking with the things which as per now. For the things of using as the Lord's commandments are not like that. And let us not get out to be angered. Even you were apostles and according to what is present in your presence, is you are robbers. According to the rebuke of the Lord, according to the scriptures. Because the apostles used to sell when they had much. And they tried to see that also their brethren are raised. So that we can be within the same grace of the Holy Spirit. And even the love of God. But we just stop just speaking them by mouth.
And
the great power of Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the grace of the Holy Spirit, let us be with us all and even towards the older brethren. But concerning the riches, we are not in the same grace. Now the Father himself, he says that we have robbed him. As a church, we have robbed him. Those who are leading us are still robbers. We have to align up ourselves. God has never failed to give to the church of salvation. And he has never told you to go and ask from him when he's not giving you. But there is a problem that you have not gotten revealed of. Praise the Lord. It is upon the tithe and offerings. Now, after having given all that, again, we don't want to know. I just give out the tithe and offering. What are you saying? You don't come for fellowship. And you say, don't I send the tithe and offering? What does it mean? It means that when you have already offered it, you have already come for fellowship. The one who commanded to give the tithe and offering is the one who said that we should not forsake the fellowship. Lest you have another great reason that you can tell him. Praise the Lord. But when he speaks in Ecclesiastes 5, we are told these words.
Omubulizi esula 5 olunya olusooka.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1.
Okumanga ekigere ekyo bw'ogendanga mu nyumba ya Katonda. Kubanga okusembera okuwulira kusinga okuwaayo saddaaka ey'abasirusiru.
Owulidde ekibeereyo?
You have understood what happens there.
Weekuumenga.
Keep yourself when you come to hear from God
mu nyumba ye.
In his house.
Kubanga.
Because.
Okuwulira okutegeera.
To hear understanding.
Is
more than those who come to give in with a lot of foolishness. Now the
problem
is just within the church. The man has said,
"I
am not seeking for your own
place,
but rather seeking for you." And he's saying that however much I told to give the offering and the offerings, but don't give it when you don't have knowledge. And he said that those things we are going to give here don't have any meaning. And others said that if I have just given him my life, it's
full.
Now, even offering, you don't have wisdom. It's not me who has told you,
yes,
but it's
yes,
rather God. Read again that verse.
Mubulizi esule yokutano nyolusoka.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1.
Okuumanga ekigere ekyo bw'ogendanga mu nyumba ya Katonda.
Tuzze wano mu nyumba ya Mukama, ffe tuli nnyumba ya Mukama.
We two are just within the house of God here.
Yes,
he was praise the Lord.
Nyumba ya wamu.
Because we have already made an awesome house.
Nge kanisa.
As a church.
Ng'oggyeko ekizimbe kyaffe mwe tukungaanira.
Minus taking this building.
Naye bw'ojja weegenderezenga.
But when you come, be careful.
Bw'oba omanyi nti ojja kutuukiriza mukolo gwa kuwa ebimbi ya 10
when you come that you are going only to come to offer. When understanding is not there, don't there come to offer. Because we are not even going to benefit for even a single thing. Why do you think people give in but they don't receive anything from God? Because they know that when they are given the offering and the tithes, they are finished before God. But God is saying no. They are not yet done. If at all you give without wisdom, they have no meaning. Now how does he benefit from you? That however much you have balanced the tithe and offering, but you reject the knowledge, what are you going to? You just end up in hell. So the meaning of your offering, God does not benefit from it. What he wants is just your spirit. He wants you to be living. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1.
Kubanga okusembera okuwulira kusinga okuwaayo saddaka y'abasirusiru.
Okusembera okuwulira okuva eri Katonda.
Drawing in here to hear from God.
Kusinga okuwaayo kwabo saddaka z'abatalina magezi.
It's more than the sacrifice of those who do not have wisdom.
Nga basiru bali awo mbu bakungaanye.
And they are just foolish, they are just there gathering.
Bamunga kube nduru nga akuba.
They tell them to yail and they yail.
What are they?
Because they
do.
And they make alarms. And say, you see, after that, they will tell you to give and they give. Because they have no wisdom. And they say, there are things you want to offer when you don't have wisdom. They have no meaning. So you just have to balance all of them. Because he's saying that he doesn't seek of your things. But in all things, he's seeking rather for you. Let us continue.
Omubuulize essula ya kutaano olunyiriri olusooka. Kubanga okuwaayo saddaaka, kubanga tebamanyi nga bakola bubi.
Gwe tomanya nti owaayo naye oganye okumanya.
That when you are giving again you have rejected knowledge.
Gwe tonanda kutegeera nti kyokola tekiriibyo.
And he said that you have not even understood that you are not doing an evil thing. Now you see the problem. We have been in churches and people are just after tithe and offering. And again they rope them.
And
now we too have already given in, we are not given wisdom. And God is saying, you don't know what you are giving in, that you are even doing evil.
Mubulizi esula yokutano lunyirwa kubiri.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 2.
Akamwa kote kangu ilizanga, sono mtima gugule mo kwangu ilizanga kuogere chigambo chuna, mumasoga katonda. Kubanga katonda alimu guru, na uoli kunsi. Kale, ebigambo vyo viberenga bitonu. Kubanga chiroto chija wamu norufurembe lwe mirimu. Nedobo ziri omusiru siru lijira wamu norufurembe lwe bigambo.
Dakati no kwege ndelezi.
Now you have to be careful. There are very many dreams that can perverse you within your mind. Because if at all the dreams are not within the word of God, they can give you a lot of activities. You may go to Masaka again and tell you again you have to go back to town. Even the voice of the foolish also worries so much. They give us the offering again, they don't receive. Again they ask the Lord, you are the one who having my offering.
Yes, we have
a praise the Lord.
But in the pressing and Angagaba, I got to go on a lot of those of you to be Jack Utabrogo.
That if I told you just dream when I would, they would be troubled. We don't reject you from dreaming. But you first come and we understand what you have come out of that dream. That dreams come with a lot of activities. A dream they tell that the Lord is the other side. He is bringing your things. He has said that you saw. And you should also fast.
No,
and you do all the things and put them aside. But when it's just done, it tells you. But again, you are not righteous. Now what you have to do. Just go and get all the things which are in your house. And offer them. Now God wants us to get all the freedom. That's why he has said that understanding is a very great word. That however much even the offering are just within it. But if at all you give with no understanding, again you will dream and be troubled. And most of you are being troubled even up to now by dreams. And you go to mountains and spend their years. And even they tell you to fast, God is bringing for you. You even dream when God is bringing for you. And you spend all years when you have not received from God. When you tell upon the pastor, he tells you sit down and wait. Dreams trouble. If you don't know the word of God, if at all you know the word of God, the dreams and the visions are good. Because they are emphasizing the word of God. And if at all they are not in the words of God, and if you don't follow them.
Mubulizi esula eyokutano olunyiriri olwokuna.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 4.
Bwe bone ya mango bwe ya Amerika tonda. Tolwanga wo kubusa sula. Kubanga tasanyukira basirusiru. osasulanga ekyo kiweeyama waakiri olemenga okweyama okusinga okweyama n'olema okusasula.
Bwe tunaba tusomako okweyama okwo,
when we are studying about that pledge,
bakugamba at least teweeyama.
You are told that at least do not vow or pledge,
osasuli.
Because when you don't know that you are going to pay.
Kubanga okweyama,
because pledging,
kukendeza ebiro ebibadde ewala.
It can reduce the season which has been far.
Nekusika ebiro nebisembera.
And it continues to pull seasons been nearer.
Naye oyinza okirekera n'olinda ebiro biringa.
But you can leave it and again wait for those seasons to come.
Ate okusinga lweya manonda tukiriza.
More than vowing to.
Ate ebiro nebongera nebikubisamu mu maaso.
So that even the season are taken further in front.
Abantu bangi bakoze volongoto mu kintu kino.
Many people have done perverse in this.
Era omusumba agamba.
And even the pastor says that you have to pledge. And you indeed, you know that you are going to lie when you are pledged for things which are not there. Pledging helps you, but it can again trouble you. It reaches the seasons of being fulfilled, and yet the seasons are again multiplied by two and continue further. We shall start all of them. We have just started this Sunday, on Tuesday, Wednesday, even Friday. Because on Thursday we are studying about
family.
Even on Sunday we shall come back on the same thing. When we are going tackling one by one, and you see where troubles have come from, in tithe and offering. And very many people dream and they get so much trouble. When they claim that you have understood when supposed to pay this tithe and offering, that they tell you again the pastor is like stealing
thing.
And then the things tell you that you go and give it the other place, but you come here to study. I think now you see the problem. Again, the tithe you paid in another place. You two are not given understanding and wisdom. And that's where you give in. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 6.
Toganyanga kamwako okono nyesa omubiri gwo. So toyogereranga maso ga malaika nga kwa nga kwali kusobya. Katonda kikyeki naba kimusungwalize eddoboozi lyo. Nazikiriza omulimu gw'emikono gyo.
Bulidde bulungi.
Nabadde very well.
Kubanga bwe tulituukirira bwe tutyo olw'olufulembe lw'ebirooto n'obutaliimu n'ebigambo ebingi naye gw'otyanga Katonda.
Tewali kutuukirira oloota nnyo naye.
There's nothing being fulfilled, you dream so much.
Mukuloota kwoko.
But in your dreaming,
okutuuka lw'olifuna okumanya.
Until you get understanding.
Naye ebirooto bitawaanya.
But dreams do trouble.
Ani ali muno nga temutabulangako bulungi.
Is there anyone who has not been troubled by dreams? The other dreams can
trouble.
If they find you having no word of God, you can perhaps just be seated here. And tomorrow they tell you go to Masaka to minister. When they are taking you off track,
yes,
praise the Lord. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 8.
Bonolaba nga bavu nga baba joga era nga bali ensongolo amaanyi ne banyola omusango mu ssaza teweewuunyanga ekigambo ekyo.
Do
not be wondering about what is going
labako.
On. Now we see that we don't give all the tithe and offerings, but when we are being paid again, we are so much when they are praying for us.
Simba waka kade simba wemeka.
They tell you
again.
Now the one who paid 1,000 as your tithe. They tell you not to wonder of what is going on. Because we have too much robbers. Do not get wondering. Now just imagine when the Lord has said that only those who are having 10 millions are supposed to be
prayed.
Now you gave out the tithe and offering of 2,000. Now you go, do you think he has calculated wisdom with
you?
If it is at all the wise God, he would have calculated wisdom
with
you. Because he knows how you earn. Even reaching to the billions of money. Even he sees those who pay coins and say. And he
says
those who are who have paid pences and they say that one is more than. But the pastors who have perverse eyes. That however much you come when you are old and you just get money from your belt, your tithe. The pastor looks at this, the one who is giving in.
Hallelujah.
There he doesn't look at so much, and he just go to look upon other people. But he cannot say that this old man has strived so much to pay. And there we say we are going to have these brothers who have given in. But this one give out 30 millions, the other 50 and the other billions. But we have never heard that we are supposed to stand up and that we should thank those who are given in 1,000 and the rest of man. Do not get wondered of what is going on. That's how they are. And that's how they are supposed to be. Because there is no wisdom and understanding.
Mubulizi esula ya kutano nyolo munana.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 8.
Kubanga asinga bagulumivu obugulumivu asayo moyo.
You are exalting yourself, but there is again another one who exalts higher. That is the father is saying no. The other one is more than offering. The one you make be on the front, he says no. That this one who brought out of the 200 billion and brings 10 million. Now on the other than 100,000, he gave out 50,000, which is more than. If I told there are the things of being fast, how do we
strengthen?
But there's one who sees when he's above, he sees each and every one with strength. To tell you these things, don't rob from God. Because we see that perhaps God is even pleased of those who give. But God is rather pleased by you giving according to your strength. And whatever you do, there is something which is beyond in your offering.
Omubulizi esula ya kutano olunye olomunana.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 8.
Era waliwo abasinga bo obugulumivu. Nate ekyengera ekyettaka kiba kya bonna. Kabaka yennyini ennimiro emuweereza. Ayagala feeza takutenga feeza.
And you be satisfied. God decided that you should give all people. In whatever he gives them, he tells them to bring a tithe and offering. And now God, the blessing you had which he gave unto your life is one that he cut the tithe from. Because there is a blessing which is upon you before he raises the other in heaven. And we see that there is a blessing he gave us within the spiritual realms. As he chose us all in Christ. That whoever he brought on earth, he has a blessing. It is that first blessing you have to use. And you pick tithe and offering. And again opens that for the angels to come and add unto you. As we shall continue to study and understand.
Mubulizi esula ya kutano olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 10.
Ayagala feza takutenga feza. Sono yayagala obungi ekyengera tekimu kusenga. Era n'ekyo butalimu. Ebintu bwe byeyongera n'abo ababirya ne beyongera. Kale magoba ki nannyini byo gafuna.
Magoba ki gofuna?
Which prophet do you get?
Wanga
Whenever you said that the tithe has increased, even those who are in need also increase. The prophets are towards God. Because he redeemed those who need. And he saves all those who have been crying to him. Whenever it increases. When your salary increases, you should increase the tithe and the offering. Because even the Lord adds unto those who are in need. And do not think that I should not even continue on the to add and the tithe and offering. Because there have been enough for us. Praise Jesus. Whenever God added unto us, just know one thing, that again they added on another needy person. Whenever I add salary, he has also added those who are going to add to get from your tithe and offering.
Ecclesiastes
chapter 5 verse 11.
Ebintu bwe byeyongera n'ababibirya ne byeyongera. Kale magoba ki nannyini byo gaafuna, wabula okubiraba obulabi n'amaaso ge. Otulo tw'omukozi w'emirimu tumuwoomera, obanga alya bitono oba bingi, naye omukkuto gw'omugagga tegumuganya kwebaka. Mubuulize essula ya 5:13. Waliwo ekibi ekinene kye nalaba wansi w'eggulu.
Kye
kino. Obugagga nnyini bwo bwakuuma ne yeerumya yekka. Obugagga obwo ne buzamba ebibi ebiggwaawo. Era bw'abanga azadda omwana nga temuli kintu mu mukono gwe. Nga bwe yava mu lubuto lwa nnyina ng'ali bwereere. Bwatyo bw'aliddayo nga bwe yajja.
Ate makulu ki? Kaakati olina okubalansinga ebintu bino.
Now you have to balance these things.
Ogeza okubikozesa obulungi.
That you can use them well.
Naye bw'otayinza.
But if at all you don't.
Kire bwe wavaamu bajja kukwambula kwe nga tolina adde byambalo
by'omu. It means you shall also be taken out when you don't have clothing.
Bw'olowooza abasumba bakuŋŋanyiza ssente nnyingi bye bagaggawadde.
Do you think that the pastors who have gathered enough money that the one who are rich?
Kati akunnyonnyola mu Koseya 6.
Now he explains in Hosea 6.
Onyola 6 n'olomusa.
Verse 6 and 7.
Tugambe ebigambo bino.
We are told these words.
Tukomekereza tuyengere mu kusaba.
As we end up to go and pray.
Tujagena maso n'ogena nga tugaziye ebigambo.
We shall continue to gather and expound these words.
Koseya esula ya 6 olunyola 6.
Hosea chapter 6 verse 6.
Kubanga njagala ekisaso si sadaka.
Omanyi ebintu by'okubanga tuwaayo tubiriko nnyo.
You know the things of offering we have not been upon them.
Ene tuwerabira ate ekisa kikulu.
But we forget that grace is so much important. In Matthew 23,
Mukama waffe agamba,
the Lord says,
tuleke ensonga enkulu,
that we leave out the great reason,
ekisa,
the mercy,
obwenkanya, n'okukkiriza,
and liberty and faith. We just put them aside. And
we
so much mind about the tithe and offering. But he says that they are worth for us to do them first before we leave out the rest. You should not leave out the grace because they want to lead you. Then you bring your offerings. And you who are asking for them will also have
grace.
Because the other one can ask even the extent of asking money for
transport.
That even the pocket, your hand can go down deep the pocket and pick the last
portion.
And he forgets that there is another great reason like mercy. You
are
squeezing your friend so much. The Lord is telling me that you at least you have to swear by now, however much you walk barefooted up to the place of your residence. So he said that we should not forget the great reason, mercy, liberty, or equality, and even faith. Even the tithe and offering should not. Now follow. Because when you have done evil upon your friend, go and repent to them first. But when
we are
in the church, when no one knows about mercy, and there is no equality,
when
there is no equality,
ekyokuwayo abasumba bakiriko nnyo.
But the things of offering the pastors are so much concerned about it.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise the Lord.
Kale kwegamba ne watabayo kufaayo kukisa n'okukkiriza.
And now we see that they don't mind about faith and mercy.
N'okukkiriza.
Even faith.
Kubanga okukkiriza kuva mukola n'okulya ekigambo.
Because faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
Kankubuulire omusumba asobola okumala okubiweebwayo essaawa bbiri.
Now let me tell you, a pastor can spend 10 hours upon the
offering.
When he's speaking about it,
concerning faith.
But when you spend 2 hours at least in the word of God in faith, he cannot spend them. And whenever he speaks, he again ends up by offering. But when to end up strengthening the word of God, those things are not there. That's why the things of the religion, you even know what service you are going into next. From there, they gather their offerings and the rest. Now the Church of Salvation, it has very many businessmen and
economists.
They just only concerned to bring something that concerns you. They have a lot of talks about you that are going to take hold of your wisdom to the extent of your offering. Have you ever seen a con man? A con man
can give
you a deal and you perhaps say that right now it's being fulfilled. But the pastors who are robbers and the teachers, even the prophets, they can boil you up as per now and you claim you are going to America. And even tell you, raise up your feet, I'm seeing you enter in America. And you feel indeed that you are entering America. And he said, now you greet the
whites.
Hello, hi. But when your minds have been spoiled, you reach a moment and they tell you, now you are there in America. Now the young friend of yours is an American. Ask them in English. Now they have boiled up your minds. And most of the people that you see in the churches that they are pastors, most of them are conmen and robbers. Others are wizards of the shrines, but now they are in the church. You have to pay price before you see him.
Tuli mukosea esura ya mukaga olunyiriyo lwo mukaga.
Hosea chapter 6 verse 6.
Kubanga njagala ekisaso si sadaka n'okumanya Katonda okusinga ebiweebwayo ebyokebwa.
Njagala nnyo obere n'okumanya.
He wants you to have knowledge.
Then okusinga ate ku biweebwayo gwe by'obadde omanyi nti bye bikulembera.
More than the offering they have been thinking that they are the one be first.
Tovolaba okusomesa ebigambo bino.
That's why we are studying these words.
Agambi anoonya ffe so si biweebwayo.
He is saying that he is seeking for us, not our own things.
Ebyo bye biragiro bye tugenda maaso n'okutuukiriza.
Those are the commandments we are going on to fulfill.
Okuwaayo n'ebimu eby'ekkumi.
As offering and even the tithes.
Naye mu byonna yali anoonya mutima gwaffe tumwagala.
But in all the places he is looking for our hearts.
Tufaayo ku biragiro bye.
That can we lay our hearts upon his commandments.
Yagamba abaana ba Isirayiri.
He told the children of the Israel.
Nze okubaleka mulye man.
That me to leave you eat. To eat manna.
It's
not that I will not be able to give you all the food.
I was only
teaching you that a person cannot live by food alone.
But
by every word that comes from the mouth of God. He never limited them because he couldn't give them what is enough for them. But rather he was teaching them to listen to him.
Yes, he was.
Praise the Lord.
Let
us continue.
Hosea sura ya mukago nyoro musanvu.
Hosea chapter 6 verse 7.
Na yabo nga Adam basobezza endagaano. Na yabo nga Adam basobezza endagaano. Eyo bankusiza. Eyo bankusiza.
Okusa kusa obuli eyo bumanyi. Bogeza Katonda nga tayogedde wadde. Katonda ne bamwogeza.
They make God speak when he has never spoken.
Kama agambi,
that the Lord has said, if I tell you want to go to America,
siga,
you saw.
Sigira orugendo.
So for your journey,
okukusa kusa kuliye mu biwebo
ebyo. That righteousness is always there in offering and tithe is also.
Omusajja amanyira wano wemfunira.
A pastor knows that this is where he is going to get from.
Koseya esula y'omukaaga olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Koseya chapter 6 verse 8.
Gireyadi kibuga ky'abo abakola obutali butuukirivu. Kisiigiddwako omusaayi. Era ng'ekibiina ky'abatemu bwe balindirira omusajja. Ekibiina ky'abakabona bwe battira bwe batyo mu kkubo erigenda e Sekemu.
Owulidde kye bakola bakabona.
You have heard what they do, the priests.
Eri mu makanisa balinze kutemula.
In the other churches, they are only waiting to.
Yabeerayo ng'agenda kunyaga akimanyi.
They are knowing that they are going to rob, they know it.
Mubyonna abuulira amanyi kimu.
In all the things they preach, knowing one thing.
Maliriza mukubye ku mutwe.
I end up by striking him on the head.
Nga nzibye.
When I've stolen him.
Agenda okubuulira ekigambo nga
kyokyobuliro.
Akukyamula suka okubenduulu naye nga
abala. Just make you hot.
Ensawo
eyeetakati nayo.
Bali basumba abanyazi bakabona.
The other priests are robbers.
Bali eyo mu kkubo ery'obulokozi mu
babbira. They are in the war of salvation. That's where they speak from.
Era kasaba amalukwata erinnya lya Yesu.
And after taking hold of the name of Jesus Christ.
Bamanya bwe banabbanga.
And they know how they are supposed to steal.
Osoka n'olyo emyoyo gya slave trade.
It's like the season of slave trade.
Olyo wa myoyo. Bwe bali banyaga Africa baatukola bwe bati.
When they were robbing of Africa and they did like this.
Baatubulira enjiri nti bwa kkubo olujiri olubalu n'okyusa olulala.
We are told that if at all you are slapped by the left cheek, you also turn to the right and they slap too.
Ne batutegeeza.
And they told us.
Kati bwe bajjanga ne bakkuba oluyi ne luno.
That if at all they come and
beat you.
You take the other side and then they take silver.
Batandika okufeya ne baleeta endabirwamu.
Again they brought mirrors warning us.
Ngotulamu olaba munno
omulabye. That you see another friend of yours in the mirror.
Olabye.
You have seen.
Olina ensi endala gy'olimu.
You have another world where you are.
Kakati bino byerekereze kuba olina ensi ya mirundi ebiri.
Now because you have two worlds, you leave this gold of yours.
N'amasanga ag'enjovu.
And they took even the ivory.
Ye yabinyaganga ye yaitaswa kwetu namu neeraba nga ali mu nsi endala.
Because themselves they cannot even look into the mirror to see that they are in two worlds. Now that's what they tell you, church. That I see in America, but why do they go in America too?
You
say that you sit there waiting for your money. But when he's gathering it from the baskets, why doesn't he also sit there and wait for the Lord? These are things of con men you have never seen.
Them.
Now God has seen all the robbers within his church. Those pastors who are robbers. And even we too have been joined to them. And you want to say one thing that the Lord checks our hearts. That however much may have already given it.
Those
are the things of the pastor.
Yagamba,
the pastor says that if at all you are offering, let you not your left hand realize. Let you not your left hand realize.
Uwani.
Lord. If at all your left hand puts money in your pocket, does anything know where it is put? You just only pick out money from the pocket. And you say no. And you put it aside.
My friend,
do you do like that? Now the hand is saying, it's just going on out. But now it is in the pocket. Now this one not realized, but this one at least should understand. Now is it the right place? Can it be in that place to do its righteous work? Now when you say that if you put there, it doesn't come. You just put there and then it goes throughout your pocket. In the pocket again, you say you should not put it there. You change pockets. And you put in another pocket. But you say, may let me give out, let it not the left hand realize I've given in. And Matthew 6, that's how he speaks. But this one has to know where it is putting. Even the intention is why he's putting there. And if I told the reason that they don't do as per the reason of his putting it, we shall not again put in another place. Let us ask if I told you put somewhere a man and you come back and you realize it's not there, do you still put there? Can you be foolish to that extent? That they have taken manna out of it. Again, you go back and put there the next time. Most of you made companies within the churches and even put treasuries. You are shareholders in churches that they are going to give you, but how much? Do they know you?
mwabeeranga ne mugulawo bu kampuni bwe
you were there and opened up circles of goats and chicken
n'abamu mwagulawo kampuni za migaati
and some of you opened up bakery companies
abalala mwagulawo gundi za mobile money
others opened up for mobile money and the rest
that you have
shares but you go back and you say whether they will give you that money
bali babbi bazibu
the others are robbers
era katonda bwagamba okunyaga
and when God says robbing
kyenkana nafe tuba tunatera okunyagira
kubanga tuba tuwabanyazi going to the extent of robbing
yesu yebazi
praise them
naye nga tusaba katonda
but we ask God
kine ekiri mu kuva mu lubiribiri sura yokuna
this which is in Genesis chapter 4
ejali ku Abel kitubereko
which was upon Abel should be upon us
ejali ku Cain kitubereko
and what was upon Cain should not be upon us
katusomeyo ko kuva kunyo lisoka
let us read there from verse 1
katuyite mbwa kusoma kunyo lokusatu
olubiribiri sura yakuna olunyirwa kusatu
Genesis chapter 4 verse 3
awena kubezaitawo Kaini n'alyoka aleetera ebibala eby'ettaka okubiwaayo eri Katonda. Naye n'aleeta ku baana b'endiga ze ababereberye n'amasavu gaazo. Mukama n'akkiriza Abeli ne kye yawaayo.
Yakkirizaani?
He accepted
Abeli n'ekiweebwayo
kye and his offering.
Kyetufuba okusaba kiri kimu
abooluganda. What we are yearning to pray for is one thing.
Katonda tana bakukkiriza biweebwayo byo.
Before God accepts your offering.
Asooka kukkiriza
kwe. Let him accept you first.
Otukiridde
when you are righteous
sanide
when you are worthy
nakiriza Abel nechiwebwayo
he accepted Abel with together with his offering
tovute twagame mutandi kwanti katunda tanonya bintu byafano
that's why we began by saying that the Lord is not seeking for your things but rather you
ayagala soka kukiriza gwe
he wants to first accept you
aliokakiriza biwebwayo
then there will accept your offerings
ayagala obere na magezi nokutegera
he wants you to have wisdom and understanding
olime kubango wayo biwebwayo na inga tosobola kuyingira mura mubuta gwa
that when you cannot own giving offerings when you cannot reach eternity
ali tukenda kulabi ngebintu bina tu balance
so you are going to balance all the things
biberenga bitukiride bolo
when they are worthy
lubereberye esule yokuna onyura kutano
Genesis chapter 4 verse 5
naye Kaini nechewadde yote yamukiriza
Kaini nechewadde yote yabakiriza
Kaini and his offering he never accepted
yagana Kaini nechiwebwayo
he rejected him together with his offering
naga nkuganye
he said I have rejected you
Omanyi ono yali mu mutima mubitaka kumanya katonda.
This one had a bad heart and never wanted to know God.
Atati yili tesebiwebwa.
Now he again brought his offering to God.
Ebiwebwa byaleta tebyali byakusanyusa.
Even the offering that he brought it never pleased God.
Kubanga ye mwenye naita kiriza katonda nokwagala mumanya.
Because himself did not accept God even to continue to know him.
Kino kye kintu kye njagala okutegeeza.
These are the things that I want you to understand.
Kyo batta osabira.
The things that have been praying for.
Kubamu madini yo jiwasuka.
Oh in the regions that we began from.
Byogorokoze byekiyayi.
Oh in the false salvations.
Baba denga tebafayo bakatonda akukiriza
obaneta. They are minding so much of God whether he has pleased
with
you or not.
Wewe wazije kungozi.
Wewe tuje ku street bring. However much you have been a prostitute on the street.
Wereta
just bring.
Katonda fatimu chimucha 10.
God is after the take and offering. You just bring.
Owange gwe yakukiriza bana wetanaba.
Has he accepted you or not?
Chetuva tufuba.
That's why we so much.
Ungeroku kumanya katonda.
That we continue to no God
asobola kukiriza nechiwebwayo
chitubango wa accept you together with the your offering
yukirebiwe baye byafuta biri mu byakumi byoka
remember your offering is not only in tithes
wabana nokuwereza kwa magezi
but even the ministry of wisdom
okusina mbaro 12
according to Romans 12
wereza kwa magezi nako chiwebwayo
the ministry of wisdom is also another offering
katuino kumango tukiride mbiwebwayo bibyo
so you have to be fulfilled in all the offerings
katonda kukirize nechiwebwayo
that God accepts you together with your offering
banje bawaye mwebye 10
very many people offer at the time
katonda nata bakiriza
and God does not allow them
nebiwebwayo byabwe
nalika even their offerings he rejects them
kumanga bobe nyute batukiride ne batukanga
because they are not fulfilled
no musumba sikara bikunganyisa
and the pastor continue to gather them
ninga kwa katonda takukiriza
but when God has not accepted you
kubanga tokukiride
because you are not fulfilled all righteous
wabiranga yongoli na buli pisa zembi
we were there and you had all your evil acts
wayambaranga ngabo yakara
you could dress as you wished
walinga uli obukambwe ne sale
you were so cruel and even the excess of praying so much different prayers of people
ninga baba kibawoza kimulete chiwebo
ne but for them they are only telling you bring tithe and offering
siga ko rabote
just so and do like this
ninga deba fawe bamukama
but when they are not concerned about whether God has accepted you.
Abakona ngabino
people who did these things.
Katonda abogera ko bwati mu Isaiah.
God speaks about them in Isaiah.
Isaiah ya satumomo nana. Atusome atanu mukaga. Onyure 10.
Isaiah esula ya 5 mu mukaga olunyiriri tuli ku lwa 10.
Isaiah 56 verse 10.
Olugendo olwo lwayinga obunene ne lukukoya. Naye n'otoyogera nti tewali ssuubi. Walaba ekyakuzzaamu amaanyi kye wavoolemu okuzirika.
Ebiseera ebisinga
in most cases
baina engeri gye batukolamu.
There are certain things that they do upon us.
Kakati batuwetsayo nga wano.
They make us to pay all together as we are
in.
And it says that God is going to arisen for us. But now the situation. God does not raise for them. It's only unto who come to testify. Now you say that even the Lord, the one who have given the testimony, I also want to testify the next time. And there you became courageous and strong hearted in that way.
Isaiah 56
verse 11.
Era anigo watia notekemuka nokulimba nolimba notonjijukira nze.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise the Lord.
Katugende mu 5:6 yenyene. Ebi mukama yagaddo yite yotegere. Isaiah 5:6 obaddo soma ndala.
You are reading another verse by the Lord which did for us to go through there. Those are the things that used to strengthen you. We shall reach it there. You know, we kept and we said all people are going to be risen for God. When they were knowing it well, that the Satan of those people is going on to give to people. Now the two people, they come and we thank God. Yes,
hallelujah!
Hallelujah! You say you are the next. You came all along being the next, but you never got. All the things we are supposed to say then.
Isaiah 56
verse 10.
Abakumi be bazibe ba maso.
Those
who are leading us are the blind.
Bonna tebalina kumanya. Bonna mbwa nsirusiru.
We
are dying. We are dead already.
There
are certain foolish, perhaps they are foolish dogs. I heard that there are 77 dogs. I don't know whether people who are there, they are understanding. Because we have been told that they are foolish dogs.
Isaiah esule ya 5 mu mukaga onyolwe 10.
Isaiah 56 verse 10.
Abakumi bebazibe ba maso. Bonna tebalina kumanya. Bonna mbwa nsirusiru. Tebayinza kubogola. Nga balota. Nga bagalamira. Nga baagala okubongoota. Weewaawe embwa za mululu. Tebayinza kukuta ennaku zonna.
Tebayinza kukola ki?
They cannot be satisfied.
Emyaka asatu bakunganya
biweebwa na bibya kumi. Gathering offerings and tithes.
Asatu wana.
For 30 and 40 years.
Ekuweebuze bukyanga kunganya emyaka gye
gyonna. But just ask yourself for all those that they have been gathering. Even up to now they are still gathering.
Era ayinza kuba enkungana nga zigenda zeyongera yongera.
And you can put up crusade that are continuous.
You
first start with the first dogs and you continue with the other dogs. You get dogs of this season and even the next season there are dogs. Let me tell you one thing. The other people have spent around 30 years in salvation of
water.
But they cannot raise that for the money we have gathered. How many of you that you have been spent in the gathering and not have works so that it can be devoted? They just for all the periods they have been there. But we saw that the tithe is brought to help those who want to be developed. Those who have been troubles and even in sore situation. So that we can tie off those wicked. But for all the period they have been gathering for over 30 years. But they cannot be satisfied. Where did they take that money?
They buy cars,
but they are not satisfied at all. They build houses even up to now.
myaka 3 miramba abantu balide
mwe bekomere we bwayo they have been eating tithe and offering
nejinga abamba chatu domo bacha sabiriza busa
other people are still sitting there they are need they even asking God
kubanga norokoka emyaka 3 oli mukanisa yemwe yo
saved within that same church for over 30 years
bakumanyile erinya oyo
kande wawe they know you that you are the elder of the church
naye mwoli omusajja yakulakulana watandika naye
a man is prospering you started
with him
perhaps the one who used prayer for him
olumwa bulanga kumusabira mutekeke emikono nebikiri
and sometimes you are even like putting hands together
your feet
for you even you used to sleep there you never went to back home the pastor was saying you should pray bodies are going to rise for us but what
does
it do for him was there and he was never satisfied he reached a moment and said you should go to the other side. He kicked you off. Other new people having money. You began with him within papyrus rich churches. You are there even up to now. You are still asking to
be given.
They just gave her your money, but they have already eaten
there.
Because whenever we come to be ministers, we are the post office. All the luggages of people reach out to us. And you have to hear the voice of God and just send them to this, send them to the other person. If I told that offering comes with your name, just know that even the post office has been there. Thank you, God. But whatever reaches there, they claim to be theirs only.
To
take the responsibility of the post office when you're getting there, it does not mean that whichever luggage reaches there is yours. Have you ever gone there and they still say they are theirs? You may
play
the DHL companies moving with those luggages, but they are not yours.
Isaiah, esule ya tano momu kaga, unyirwa kuminarumu.
Isaiah 56 verse 11.
Wewao, embwa za mululu. Tezi inza kukutena kuzona. Nebano, basumba bata inza kutegeira.
Basumba bakuwa mwama keze damudu.
There are pastors who have gone out of
wisdom.
And even they have already established these 77
dogs.
And the righteous one is like a thorn bush. The one who you see, they are helping you, but they are great robbers again. Others have established
P7.
There is P5. To build for your house when you are given only 10,000. When you go to search them out, that is also a pawn man on the other side. But in his pawn man, he has been modified as if he's helping people. But when he has also come to rob you, because there is no truth that he gives you. All those things are just within this world. And as we speak them, people still ask themselves what is going on. Where does he get this strength to speak about those things? It's not by might nor authority, but by the Spirit of God.
Isaiah
56 verse 11.
Bonaba chamide mukubo lyawe bo.
Bonabu lyo mwana onya bibiye.
All are seeking for their own.
Bogena no buzo mushumbo moyo.
If at all you go and ask that same pastor.
No mugambe kanisa ya mukama yeri.
And you ask them where the church of God is.
Tola batuzimbia makanisa.
They will tell you we have built churches. Showing you
Bonanga wali wategere bye kanisa.
When there is none who understand the things concerning the church.
Takumanyinga kanisa ya manchizimbe ye kanisa.
It does not know you as a church, but rather knows the building.
Umubuze bye guru mpozi wali ye guru
yo kusa. When you asking them concerning the things of heaven, when tell them the heaven is the third heaven. The pastor says ne.
Wagenze mu karoti.
You have gone to this cultist.
Je wagenze wajiwe bye guru yo kusa.
You have gone there. You
have gone to the heaven
and you show them in the scriptures. It's there. In 2 Corinthians
chapter 12.
Pastor, let us read there. It is not there. Pastor, let us read there.
Oh,
you are the one teaching. No, Pastor, let us read there.
Now he
was taken to the third heaven. Now, the third heaven, when you raise up this feet like this, you are in the first heaven. That is the first.
And
now in the space, it is the second. Now the other one you see, it is the third. Now, why don't I see the garden of God? Now for them they say that they have gathered us to take us to heaven. But who knows the things concerning heaven? Now where are we taken? Do you know that you have been a blind, being led by the blind person? Because they already tells us that they are taking us to heaven, but when they don't
know heaven.
Now when they still teach you about the heaven, Jerusalem, you said that it's in Israel. But you
are
so that you can go to heaven, but you don't know where you are going. It's like when somebody comes tell you, just give me money, I'm going to take you to America. He has never reached America, he doesn't know how America looks. Just ask them which street is there. Just don't mind, we shall reach there. Now these are the people who tell you, wait. But he doesn't know the things of heaven. Now what are the intentions of the church? What are the religions doing? Because we know
that
together we are supposed to be told the things of heaven. All the things came out to be turned out to be businesses. Because if told there is no light of heaven within the church, what do we find there?
Tuli mu Isaya esule ya 5 mu mukaga olunyiriyo olwe 10 n'olumu.
Isaiah 56 verse 11.
Buli muntu eri amagoba age. Okuva mu njuyi zonna.
Okuva mu njuyi zonna ezaano ku nsi.
From all the territories of this world.
Bano tebakuta buli omu ali ku bibye.
People are not satisfied, they also yearning for their own things.
Afayo ki oba kutukirizibwa oba kirizibwa.
How can they be mind whether you are accepted or not accepted by
God? Emu bikunganyiziddwa emyaka si mitono.
The tithe has been gathered for so many years. But the church, again, they are the most poorest people. And you find the people of the church. Those who are a little bit rich are seated on the front seats. And the rest of the poor are the rest at the behind seats. And then you claim, why did I get saved? However much I got and saved, still are being tormented by
poverty.
The spirit of poverty is that pastor and that prophet.
He's
the one who robbed you entirely.
And when
he gathered a tithe and offering, he never helped you. Himself is the spirit of poverty. And you go there when you strike the spirit of poverty, better begin with the pastor or the prophet. And then from there they tell you to strike the spirit of poverty. But when they even
speak out the 1,000,
these are like the shrines people. Demons of the shrines. They even want man even to the extent of picking out 1,000. These are the real spirits of poverty. You come with a lot of money in your pocket, you go empty handed. And there you are still thinking about it, the demons that is fake people. But yet they are the power piece and they are like people. By the time you reveal those
signs,
you realize you have even given up 1,000, and you realize you have given it. The others are real demons because they get hold of your brain. All the people bring. By the time you go back, the demons have already gotten money out of your pocket. Even money for transport, you don't have it. Some of you went even back to your accounts and got money. And you said, I've heard the voice, let me go and bring that money from the account. You withdraw all that money and take them back. But they cannot even get to understand that how much is he remaining with
the pocket.
But if at all you just said, the pastor, I'm going to give you the salary, they lay your hands upon you. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
That
if at all you give it out, where are you going to be? He knows. Just bring them.
It's like a shrine. Because
when they give you a child, again, they tell you bring it for sacrifice, but they don't know which pain you are going to go through. And when you come and speak to the
pastor,
that I heard the voice telling you to bring it, they cannot give you advice. He just say, yeah, it is like that. The Lord spoke with you. We cannot reject the voice of God. And he claims to be together with you that we have not rejected the voice of God. But when he has already rejected the commandment, which says that this person has been given to use it in this life and in the ministry of God.
That's
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. That your divine authority has given us in this life and even ministry. Not to bring all the things and put it in the church. It does not mind whether you are going to sleep or how you are going to eat. Now we have never seen the good pastors, but those are the pastors of greed, those who are not satisfied from all the territories. Let us see in Proverbs
11,
we are going to get this test on Tuesday,
that
abominable scales of unbalanced scale are abominable to the Lord. The Lord established the tithe, but he tested you using the offering to see what you are going to do. And Malachi chapter 3, 8 up to 10. And he said that you bring the tithe and offering. The tithe unto which the test unto which God has given you is upon the tithe, the offering rather. It is upon the offering. The tithe he established it, but he never measured and left for you the offering. Now from here we became unrighteous when the scales were abominable. Let us read verse
1.
Proverbs chapter 11 verse 1.
Eminzani yobulimba ya muzizi eri mukama. Na ye kipimo ekituufu kyasanyukira.
Kyasanyukira kipimo ki? Ekituufu.
Is only pleased with the just five scale.
Minzani zitenkana kana ziba za muzizo.
Dishonest scales are both.
Ngero 2:23.
Proverbs 20:23.
Ngero esura ya 2 olunyiriri olwabiri mu 3.
Proverbs 20:23.
Ngero 2:23. Ebipima ebitenkana bya mizizi eri mukama.
Ebipima ebitenkana byaki?
Weights which are not equal are abominable.
Kati lowooza kwengeri gy'obadde owamu ekimu eky'ekumi.
Now just think about how you have been giving the offering at tithe.
Kubanga Katonda abakubanga teyakugerera kimu kya kumi.
But if God never established the tithe,
simanyi kyewandimuwadde.
I don't know how much you would have given him.
Bwewetunulye ku kiweebwayo bw'obadde okola.
Just look upon the offering what you have been doing.
Minzaani ezo wandibadde ofu bazenkananganya.
You could make those scales be balanced. Here we have been pressed so much towards the church.
And
most of us used to give the tithe, but when your card does not come out, yet your scales are dishonest. You get 10 millions. You give the tithe of around that money. Yeah, it is 1 million. And offering you offer 30,000. And he says, this child, if I do, I'd never established the tithe. His measurements cannot be equal at any moment. Here he just tricked you. It is a test to you. Then he comes here and tells you that you have scales which are not balanced. And you never understood, as he established the tithe, why did he establish also the offering? Praise the Lord. Let us continue to balance the measurements. And we shall continue to understand Endeavor is 19. When it says that you should have balanced scales. We are going to paint the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for having robbed him. Not we only, but beginning from the region which we were first before us, the things of the salvation which has been and which is continuing even, which is full of this robbing, and not using the in what fruitful way the tithe and offering. And we should ask him that we shall go back in Acts 4,
34
and following.
When
they brought unto the foot of the apostles, they
did.
And everyone was helped according to their own needs. We are going to pray to him that he opens up for us our
work,
so that he can continue to give us the jobs of great money.
He
gives us riches as it is. And we too, we shall be
one,
so that we can raise up our friends through the tithes and offerings, and even the pledges we shall commit to ourselves, as we shall continue to set about
it.
But we do believe that if at all he has forgiven us, we shall go back as the acts of our
apostles,
because they reached a moment and they were all rich and no one lacked. And according to Deuteronomy 15, he said that there should be no poor amongst you. We are going to fight against the poverty of not knowing and even the poverty of this flesh. Because very many
of
them have been troubled in our Lord Jesus Christ. And they are troubled so much in salvation. But their bank of faith and offering, the robbers took them off, which had swept them. Raise up your feet and we'll pray.
Tafu omulungi tukwebaza olw'akaseera k'otuwadde tukugulumiza era tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo nga tukwebaza olw'akaseera akalungi k'otuwadde mu kubeerawo okwo weebale Mukama, weebale kitaffe omwesigwa, weebale omubaka wabakabaka wabakabaka, omubaka waffe omulungi omwoyo omutukuvu eyajja okutukulemeramu ng'ezzadde lya Katonda. Tuzze okwenenya eri kitaffe olw'omusango gw'ataddeko era omusango ogutuliko obulungi ddala ogumulisiddwa obulungi mu maaso gaffe oguli mu Malaki essuula ey'okusatu onywa olw'omunaana paka olw'ekkumi ng'ayogera nti tumunyaze ebimu ebyekkumi n'ebiweebwayo kama ng'ekigambo kye bwe kibadde era bwe kiri leero era bwe tuwulidde ssibo kabaka bakabaka bwe kyawandiikibwa oyogera tukunyaze eggwanga lino lyonna kubanga wagamba ng'ekimu ekyekkumi kireetebwe mu nnyumba yo nema okubulamu ekyokulya kyova wayogera mu bakoliisi ekisooka essuula ey'okusatu n'ey'ekkumi n'omukaaga n'okukiira oyogera nti tuli yeekaalu yo ssebo Katonda ffe omwesigwa era essuula ey'omukaaga n'ogamba nti mumanyi nga muli yeekaalu y'omwoyo wa Katonda kale ebiweebwayo n'ebiweebwa ekkumi ebyaleetebwa eri ennyumba eno ffe abantu bo Mukama ffe ekkanisa yo era n'okuwa buli omu ng'obwetaavu bwennyini bwe bwabeeranga nga bwe baasooka okukola mubika abatuma essuula ey'okuna olwasatu mu ennya paka olwasatu mu omukaaga era tukomyewo ku muno ku mulundi guno okwenenyeza n'okwetondera tukusaba otusaasire kitaffe omulungi era ne Mukama waffe Yesu era muno omuntukuvu gwe atukulembedde mu kusaba kuno eyatukulemberamu era eyalaba bino byonna nga bibaawo okwetuula ensi yonna atukusaba otusaasire era otusonyiwa obutali butuukirivu bwonna okusobya kwonna n'okunyaga kwonna etuzze tukolako ayi Katonda ffe bwe tubadde abasumba ababbi abatakuta abanyazi nga bw'oyogedde mu Isaaya eyataano mu omukaaga okuva ku nnyo lw'ekkumi paka olw'ekkumi n'essatu oyogera nti ebasumba abatakuta embwa enzibi era ez'omululu ddala kale Mukama tukoze bingi ebiringa ebyo obunyazi obw'ekitalo n'obubbi mu linnya lyo ayi Yesu bwe tugenze tukolera ebyo byonna era nitukusaba otusaasire wamu n'ekitaffe eyakuwa erinnya eryo erisinga amannya gonna okulu ne ku nsi era wamu omuntukuva oyo abadde alaba bino byonna ebikolebwa wansi w'enjuba kubanga tetwadduka amaaso ge newankubadde okubeerawo okwo nga bwe kiri mu Zabbuli 139 okutandika ny'omukaaga n'okukwira ayogera ntunaddukawo okuva eri omwoyo gwe beera bw'atugendawa yonna gy'ali kale omwoyo w'amazima obadde olaba bino byonna nga bikolebwa era olabye obunyazi n'obubbi olabye abasumba abatakkuta bantu abenyaga era abeefaako bokka kale olabye obunyazi n'obubbi bungi nga tukusaba otusaasirire otusonyiwe otuganye era otuwa amaanyi n'obuvumu tuyinza okukola ekigambo kyonga bwe kiri leero aye katonda ffe nga bwe tusomye era tuyinza okubanga bannabbi era n'abatume nga bye baakolanga kale bwe bayinza okubanga bagagawala mu kumanya n'okutegeera kama tulabye okufaayo era n'okussaayo omwoyo mu biro ebiyise mu ddiini ne mu nzikiriza ne mu byobulokozi ebyerimbise mu linnya lyo nga waliwo abafaayo ku kimu ekyekkumi n'ekiweebwayo naye ne baleka ensonga enkulu ekisa obwenkanya n'okukkiriza obayogera mu matayo eri 23 tusaba otusonyiwe okuva ku 23 n'okukkira nga bwewayogera mukama ng'ogamba nti ekisa kyandisoose obwenkanya n'okukkiriza ebirala byonna ne biryoka bigoberera naye mukama wetyo twafangayo nnyo ku bimu ebyekkumi ebiro byonna ebiyise era n'abamu kankano tukityakula tutyo naye tuzze kwenenya kitaffe omuyinza ebintu byonna nga tukomyawo ekisa okwatibwanga ekisa kubanga oli abadde aweesangayo n'okutuuka okumalamu abantu n'ebibandikozesezza nga bwe watunenya mu mataya 23 ng'ogamba tetugamba nti bye twandiwadde bazadde baffe twabiwadde eri mukama olwo ne tumenya etteeka liri nti osanga mukitawo n'ennyoka ekitiibwa tetwafaayo ku ebyo ayi katonda affe omwesigwa wabula twakola ng'okwegomba kwaffe n'omululu omungi obunyazi obubbi okweyagaliza ffekka ayi katonda affe ebyo bye twakolanga era twaleka obwenkanya okuyamba n'okuwa buli omu nga bwe yeetaaganga ng'ebikola batume bwe byali netulyoka nno tuvuga amamotoka netugula ebizimbe netuzimba netwekuŋŋaanyizaako ebingi ku ebyo ayi katonda affe era twalekawo okukkiriza era twabuulira nnyo ku biweebwayo ebimu ebyekkumi n'okusiga ayi katonda affe okusinga okubuulira ku by'obutukuvu n'obutuukirivu ebirala byonna eby'omuggulu netulyoka tubeera nga tetutaddeeyo omukisa ku by'okukkiriza abwa yagamba nti mwalekayo ensonga enkulu ekisa obwenkanya n'okukkiriza kale bwayogera mu baruumi esula eri ey'ekkumi ey'ekkumi n'omusanvu tukukkiriza kuba mukuya n'okulya ekigambo kya katonda tetwawuliza bantu kigambo kyo naye twafa nnyo era twasaayo emyomu biro ebiyise okubatoolamu ekimu ekyekkumi n'ekiweebwayo so nga newankubadde ekiragiro kyo mukama naye wayogedde obuulize esula ey'okutaano oyogera nti abawaayo ebiweebwayo nga tebalina kutegeera era ebiweebwayo byabwe bya muzizo tebirina makulu naye mukama ogambye oyagala ekisa okusinga saddaaka n'okumanya katonda okusinga ebiweebwayo newankubadde nga nabe tunaabiwaayo mu bwenkanya ayi katonda ffe ng'okuvunaana bwe kuli mukama twegatta n'abanyazi bonna kubanga twawangayo mu mikono emikyamu nga tebakozesanga ebikolwa byo ng'ekiragiro kyo bwe kyali wayogera nti tuleete mu nnyumba muleme okubulamu ekyokulya mukama wawe ensonga lwaki tuwayo ekimu ekyekkumi n'ebiweebwayo naye naffe abaawangayo ne bali abaaweebwanga okukozesa n'okugabiranga abeetaaga bwe bali mukama ffe ffenna tetwali beekanya era twafuuka banyazi twawulira ekigambo mu matayo essuula ey'omukaaga ne tukikozesa bubi bwe tuwangayo omukono ogwa ddyo ogwa ddyo ogwa kkono tegumanyanga weewaawo kituufu mukama naye ogwa kkono teguyinza kuteeka mu nsawo ey'ebituli era newankubadde asiga tayinza siga mu luguudo kubanga tasseeyo mwoyo okumanya obanga binaamere obanga tebimere kale naffe otuvunaanye omusango ogw'okuwangayo ebiweebwayo naye tutafangayo okumanya bwe binaakola obanga byakozenga ekiragiro kyo bwe kiri oba nedda kale bwoto n'otuvunaana okunkunyaga era wamu nga twekobanye n'omunyazi kubanga wayogera mu bakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'omukaaga ogamba nti yeegatta n'omwezi oyo yennyini naye mwezi era yeegatta n'omubbi ye mubbi yeegatta n'omunyazi kale oyo ye munyazi tusaba otusanyiwe otusaasire obutali butuukirivu obwo ayi kitaffe omwesigwa omuyinza w'ebintu byonna ng'osinzira mu ggulu ayi kitaffe waggulu w'eggulu okusamba eva essuula ey'okuna oyime osinzire eyo okulaba nga twegayira lw'ekkanisa yonna si eya uganda yokka wabula mu nsi yonna osonyiwe era oleete amazima g'omusana gw'ekigambo kyo osaasire ozze obujja otugabirire otuwe ayi mukama otuggyeko obunaku okwavuwala n'ebiringa ebyo ebingi bye tuzze tulaba ayi katonda ffe omwesigwe otusaasire olusonyiwe okkirize okugabirira ekkanisa yo mukama otufuule ekyokulabirako mu nsi yonna nga bwe tuli wano leero ayi katonda ffe omwesigwa kale tunaayinza okutuukiriza ekigambo kyo nga bwe kize kibeerawo era nga bw'otuyigiriza ayi katonda ffe omwesigwa tunaayinza okutuukiriza minzaani ezenkanankana nga bw'otuvunaanye mu ngero essula ekkumi n'emonyi olusooka oyogera nti minzaani ezitenkanankana za muzizo era bweyogedde mu ngero 23 kale era mu baleevi ey'ekkumi n'omwenda otugambye tubeerenga ne minzaani zennyini ezeekanankana mukama tetwasobola kupima kiweebwayo okwenkana n'ekimu ekyekkumi kubanga tetwayigirizibwa mu kusooka naye obutamanya tebutugisaako musango wabula bikwa batume 17 oyogedde ssebe katonda ffe okuva ku 20 paka olw'amakumi asatu oyogera nti ebiro ebyobutamanya tewabibalanga naye olagira abantu bonna twenenye tuli wano nga tukwenenyeza otusaasire kitaffe omwesigwa osinzire mu ggulu lyo ayi kabaka ba kabaka kigambo kyaffe mukama waffe yesu ali mu ggulu eryokusatu nga bwekiri mubakolisa ekisooka ekyokubiri kumi nabbiri nyolusooka paka olwokutaano otunule era otume omwoyo wo atulaba era amaaso go agatambula mu nsi yonna okutusaasira okutusonywa n'okwegatta n'okwegayirirako nokwonna okukuleeta gy'oli n'eri kitaffe okusonyisa okusaasira okusonyiwa ekkanisa yo mu uganda ne mu nsi yonna owonye abanakuwadde owonye ababonyebonye nga bawaayirwebwayo n'obweyamu mu bifo ebikyamu abaasiga ku lwazi obasaasire mukama kubanga tebaatunula era tebaalaba mu biro ebyobutalaba naye kankana otuzibula amaaso g'amagezi gaffe okulaba n'okukola ebyokutegeera atuwayo saddaaka zo entukuvu kwekuweereza okw'amagezi kale mukama otusaasire okole ebiri mu balumi 12 nga tukomawo okuwaayo n'okuweereza mu kusaddaaka mu kuweereza okw'amagezi n'okutegeera nga bw'otubikulidde era nga bw'otusomesezza bw'otuyigiriza tusaba otukkirize nga bwe wakkiriza abeli n'ekiweebwayo kye kale mukama okkirize ezzadde lyoffe abaana bo be waleka wano ku nsi n'obatumira omwe omutukuvu okubakulemberamu atukulembere mu mirimu gy'emikono gyaffe ayi katonda ffe atujjuze atuwe bye twetaaga mu namumuno ne mukuweereza ng'obuyinza bwe bwayogerwako ayi katonda ffe eri mu pita ekyokubiri esula esookonyolaokusatu obuyinza bwe bumaze okutuwa bye twetaaga mu namumuno ne mukuweereza kale obuyinza bwe omwoyo omutukuvu wamu ne bamalayika ab'ebipimo mu kubikulesera omukaaga onyiwa okuna olwokutaano bapimeebyo byennyini bye twetaaga mu namumuno ne mukuweereza ekkanisa yeebeerenga ebiko abatume tubeere nga tetwetaaga wabula nga tulina byonna bye tubadde twetaaga era mukama ojjuze essanyu lyaffe asuubiza nti bwe tubeera n'ebigambo byo muffe nga naawe oli muffe mukama tusabe kyonna kye twetaaga onaakituwa yokaana 15:7 bwe tuli leero mukama si mu bukuusa si mu kweyagaliza ffekka wabula nga tufaane ku byabalala ng'ekiragiro kyo bwe kiri bwayogera ng'ogamba temufanga ku byammwe mukka wabula n'ebyabalala n'olwaleero mukama tuze era tukomyewo ng'ekkanisa ey'obulokozi bwo era ekkanisa ey'omwoyo omutukuvu gyakulemberamu otusaasire otusonyiwe mu nsi yonna nga tudda gy'oli kale ogabiire ogyemu abaavu ogyemu abeetaaga kubanga olw'ebyo abantu bebagenza eri bannabbi b'obulimba abantu bebagenza eri abasumba b'obulimba kale banyagiddwa nnyo era n'obukira obwavu bwe babaddeko bayavuwadde nnyo ne beeyongera okwavuwala newataba n'omu ayinza okutegeera newankubadde okumanya tetwaweebwa okumanya n'amagezi newankubadde okutegeera kubanga tewaaliwo mukisa olw'ekikolimo ekyebiweebwayo nebimu eby'ekkumi ebyakozesebwa obubi naffe abaabiwangayo nga tebyenkanyenkanye era netubiwaayo eri abanyazi ne tufuuka abanyazi wamu nabo osaasire okkiriza okusonyiwa kale tunaalaba obulungi bwo weebale kabaka wa bakabaka weebale mukama wa bakama weebale ekitaffe omulungi weebale omwesigwa olw'okutusaasira olw'okutusonyiwa n'okutuzza obuggya mu linnya erya mukama waffe yesu amiina.